Courtroom Lesson by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16.
Our court date had finally come, and here I stood in the hot courtroom before the judge answering his question, "Why do you want to adopt this boy?" My answer was simple. I wanted him as my son, and I had nothing more to say. The judge asked my husband, Mark, to explain why he wanted this child. He told of how we had hosted him the year before and had decided to pursue adoption. A thought ran across my mind so fast. Why did we want to adopt him? Of course, there are the typical answers. How could we not want to save an orphan? Why wouldn't we want more children? It's pleasing to God to care for the orphans, but the thoughts ran deeper this time. What was there about him that made us love him? Was it his floppy left ear, his adorable smile, or his feisty energy? It was none of these things. I thought to myself as Mark attempted to explain this love that there was absolutely no fully explaining it. It was a mystery, this love. I couldn't come up with one thing in specific that he had done to cause us to love him. It wasn't that he hadn't stolen our hearts, but the question was how. It wasn't about his actions, his ability, his appearance, or his need for us, or even his need for a family. It really came down to this. God had ordained a place in our hearts for this little boy. He could never earn his place or our love because it wasn't based on him. It was placed there by God, a supernatural love. God was speaking Psalm 139, verse 16, into my heart. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Before I came to be, God loved me. It certainly wasn't about my works, my appearance, or anything I could accomplish. God loved me, and it is as simple as that. That kind of love to me is a mysterious, pure love. God used the book of Romans to teach me that I am saved by righteousness. However, in that courtroom, an exclamation point was placed after that lesson. Before my heart even set to beating, God knew me, and His love for me is so immense that He died for me. Our son's days have also been ordained by God. He was to be born a Ukrainian and eventually lose his father and his mother. Then he would be adopted by a family on the other side of the world. He was to bring them joy, trials and triumphs, but most important, his days were set into motion before his little heart was even formed for one purpose, to bring glory and honor to God. We are all created for this purpose, to be worshipers of our Creator. The Lord chose the glorious picture of adoption in our son's life to bring himself glory. As our son is adopted, likewise, so are we, into the family of God. The Lord chose a little boy with a floppy ear to teach others about love, the mysterious, pure love of our Creator. It can't be earned, or perhaps even fully understood, but it is this mysterious love that saves us.